Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Say it with me now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
I'm on Reddit all the time. The 8 best pickup lines in the world from Reddit. I give you a couple at a time. Some of these I can't say.
Oh.
How about this one? No, can't do that one either. How about this one? How about this one? Are you a 0% APR loan? Because I'm having trouble understanding your terms and you aren't showing any interest. Wait, what? That's funny though. Like I said, yeah, it takes a second and you're like, oh, that's cute.
And you're like, yeah.
Do you have a raisin? No? How about a date?
Oh! Oh, I like that one.
Are you my appendix? Because I don't know anything about you, but this feeling in my gut is telling me I should take you out.
Oh!
Girl, I put the STD in stud. All I need is you.
Of course, he laughs a lot after that one.
That's a good one.
Like, I relate.
That's a funny one, guys.
Are you a beaver? Because damn!
Oh!
Of course, Amy laughs the hardest at that one.
Yeah.
The pun one.
That is good. Yes, use that one.
I think you dropped something. Your standards.
That's terrible.
No. Yeah, that one's funny.
That'd be my line of all of them. Hey, I think you dropped something. What did you drop? Well, your standards if you got with me.
And the girl's like, oh.
She's like,
ugh. Go away.
Okay. I'd be like, what's your Twitter handle?
Yeah.
There are two more.
Oh.
I just can't read one of these. It says, the one I can't read says, I'm no weatherman, but you can.
Oh!
I had to turn the mic down for that one.
Oh, that's the best one. No.
That's the best one, and I can't even say it on the air.
Not for real. No girl wants that. No.
Yeah, no.
That's funny, though.
Okay, like, yeah.
That is funny.
Here, I'll put it on my Instagram. I'll make an image of it.
No. There you go.
And so people can read it. My Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones. Give me a second. But the front of it is, I'm no weatherman, but you can expect.
No. Since we were talking about candles, I have my candle.
That's
one.
The best one. Like, that wins. What?
Do you remember my candle one I posted a long time ago?
I don't remember the one you posted a long time ago. Sorry.
Okay. Did you sit on a candle?
Because your butt's on fire?
Because your booty's on fire.
What?
You don't like it.
Did you sit on a fire?
And then,
is that how it goes? Maybe
hey,
I got
ever,
it wrong.
You ever been
I'm
in
going from memory
forest
here.
Fire? Smokey the Bear?
Okay, funny. Fine.
All right.
We all bring the good news to the show. That's the whole point of this segment. That's why we call it Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
A few years ago, guy in Missouri has his dog in his backyard. Dog escapes. Well, the vet called. He goes, hey, we have your dog. Someone brought it in. It's got a chip in it. It's been gone for like 3 years. So the guy goes and gets the dog and he's videoing it the whole time. The dog sees him and just freaks out. It's like wiggling and jumping. And it's crazy video to watch.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Amy?
You know, sometimes people drop random things in the Salvation Army kettles. You know, like things that are worth more than just money. Well, a woman dropped in her engagement ring. She was an older lady. Her late husband had given it to her. So, obviously, she felt like she could donate it because he was a generous guy. She put a little note inside saying that her husband always...
Oh, she wanted to donate it?
Yeah, she wanted
it
to donate it.
It wasn't an accident.
It was not an accident. Yeah, and she said, the note said, please use this money to buy toys for needy children. My husband was always... had a giving spirit, especially at Christmas time. So I guess since it's her late husband and she was older, she was like, bam, there you go.
Curveball. I thought she lost it and they were going to give it back to her.
Reunite her with it.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
that
she donated
been just
it.
Just as good, though.
Wow.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox.
This 87-year-old granny lives in Nevada, and she was rushing 350 miles to visit her son who was rushed to the hospital. She got pulled over by a cop. She explained what she was doing. Cop said, oh, here's just a warning. Well, old granny accidentally put her car in reverse, smashed into the cop car. Car's undrivable. So the state trooper drove her like 100 miles, dropped her off with another state trooper. Four state troopers got her the 350 miles so she could visit her son.
Wow.
Oh, old people.
No.
They went in reverse and nailed the cop car.
The point of the story is
I know what the point
cops
is.
Helped the granny.
But the old people, they're funny. That cop had to be like, ugh, old people. Just, that's a good story, though.
Tell me something good.
We're all going to be old, too. You guys realize that, right?
Yes.
Like, it's coming. Yes. It's coming.
Soon.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Now, yesterday, we played this game where I gave you the letter, and you gave me the artist that sold the most that starts with that letter. For example, A was AC/DC. C was Mariah Carey. Let's do a few of these. Let's try it, because we didn't run them all out yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
F, as in football. What artist starts with F and has sold more than anybody else? 49.5 million copies.
In for the win.
Album sales, okay? Mm. F, as in football.
I'm in.
Thanks for the softball.
All right. Eddie, are you in?
I'm in.
All right, Amy?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. No, Lunchbox.
Well, it's the only band I know, Foo Fighters.
Eddie.
Dang, we all had Foo Fighters.
No, here you go. Amy, can you name it if I play the clip? Ready?
You can go your own way. Go your own way.
I guess not. The Freedom Fighters.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, duh. Stupid.
How about N, as in Neptune?
Hmm.
Sold 35 million records, albums, whatever you can call them. N as in Neptune. What artist starts with N as in Neptune? Sold 35 million records. N. Think about it. In your cars, in your studio.
Ooh. I'm in for the win.
If you get one right, the bit's over. Right?
It's over because I won.
Okay.
Pin down. Game over.
Kim in.
I'm in.
Amy.
Stevie Nicks.
From Fleetwood Mac.
From Fleetwood Mac.
Nice one.
Is that why she's on my brain?
Probably. Lunchbox.
Baby. Bye, bye, bye. NSYNC.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Oh,
that's a good one.
No. Eddie.
What?
Oh, of course it's N.W.A.
No.
No.
Oh.
Nate Dogg.
We're always on
Willie Nelson.
So hard.
It's hard.
Man.
You were all.
Okay, how about this one?
Thought I had that.
T.
Ah.
I'm in.
Wait, no. Duh. No, don't get fooled
Stop.
By this.
I'm in. Don't even mess with me.
T. T. I give you a hint.
Thank you.
You don't need it, Amy?
I'm in.
Okay, Amy's already in, so no hint.
Oh, come on, Amy. You have it wrong.
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, T.
T. What artist starts with T? This artist has sold 48 million records.
Wow. It's crazy.
This is stupid.
It's crazy.
You in?
I'm in for the win.
Eddie?
Tesla. Get out of here.
Who?
No one.
Tesla?
Just, I'm done.
Why not go with Tiesto, dude?
The
Lunchbox.
DJ?
Travis Tritt!
Amy?
You guys, Tupac, stop with
Boom.
Yourselves.
She nailed it.
Did you?
It's
Twain.
Shania Twain.
Oh. Oh.
All right.
Glad we didn't get a hint.
I thought you were going to go with Taylor.
Swift.
I know, I know.
Oh.
How about W? Last one. If you don't get it, I'll give you a hint.
Got it.
The first one to yell it.
Got it.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Go ahead. Eddie?
The Who.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Wham!
No, that's not one song. Amy?
Jack White.
No, okay, so here you go. It's a relevant artist. You get one
right
guess.
Now.
Say it.
Relevant?
Say it loud. Yeah, someone's still relevant right now. Making music. W.
W. Willy Wonka.
No. That's what I mean. Next guest. Next guest. Clue. Hip hop.
Oh, Amy!
Oh, Wyclef!
You just say it.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa.
No.
Oh.
W.
Wyclef?
No.
WNBA.
No.
WNBA.
Next thing.
Yeah.
Famous wife.
Kanye West!
Nice work. But she ain't messing with no broke. All right, thanks for hanging out. Nice work, game. Wham.
Sad that you had to say she's
a famous
wife.
You guys went with Wham and Tesla. Show. Hey, if you're sick, just stay home, right? Because what happens is two things. One, you come to work and you're sick and you bring the illness into everybody else and everybody else gets sick and then it takes months for it to really get out of everyone's system.
Correct.
Okay. Two, when you push yourself when you're sick, you stay feeling bad longer. And it's tough to take a sick day, especially during the holidays, especially if you're in retail. There are a lot of reasons why, but if you just take that sick day, if you can, it's better in the long run. Sometimes you just can't miss work, and I get that. If you're an hourly employee, especially with the holidays coming up and you have to have money to buy presents or kids. But if you're able to take a sick day, just take one,
and it does wonders for you.
Try to get better, yeah.
I don't let people be around here if they're sick. Stay home.
Or you'll quarantine us.
Yeah. Now let's just go home. I stick everybody in a room where there's a microphone and just stay in that room.
Right.
Now if you're sick, just don't come to work because it's better for everybody. Because once Amy gets it, then I get it, then Lunch gets it, then it just is in our system around this room until, you know, March or so.
And then we're like, phew, finally better.
Everybody's feeling great about March, mid-March. Sun's coming back out. How long does it take you to get ready for in the morning?
It just depends on what all I have to do. Honestly, if my hair is blow-dried and done, I can get ready in 5 minutes.
You know the average is an hour and a half?
What?
Ooh, yeah. Okay,
in the morning?
The hours we work, heck to the no.
Oh, well, we wake up too early, right?
Yeah, there's no way I'm taking an hour and a half to get ready. But, I mean, if I'm going out...
Let's say when you had your normal job, when you were... A salesperson, when you're selling granite.
I still was pushing the limit.
Yeah.
Maybe I give myself 30 minutes, maybe. I was, but some of that is me standing in my closet, staring at clothes, being like, what in the world do I wear?
You don't lay your clothes out the night before?
No, I, you know, I often wish I was that person.
I lay my jeans out every night.
That's nice.
Then I just grab a t-shirt.
That's a tough decision there. So, but I wish I was rude. That girl. No, come on, Bobby. You're like, I pick out my underwear.
Yeah, I leave my jeans and my socks from the day before and just put them back on.
No.
Not a big deal. Real easy.
Is every morning you go and pick straight up?
Yes, and it's awful because sometimes if I'm just not feeling it, it'll be a tornado. Clothes will be everywhere. Nothing fits right. Nothing's good. And then I come home to a mess.
Yeah.
Normally it is about that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not. You can't. I can't get dressed mentally. I can't. When you see me not, if my outfit doesn't make sense, well, it's probably about that time.
Oh, I already know when it's about that time. It doesn't take the outfit for me to know.
We're past that time. You didn't even notice that time last week.
I didn't know. Listen, your emotions have been all over the place.
I know. I've been so crazy that it just blended together.
Actually, it felt great. I was like, wow, she's been so crazy. Now, why is Amy in such a good mood?
No, but I feel like I sailed right through that.
Yeah.
This past, you know, moment.
Tina, you're on. What's happening?
Oh, hey, Bobby. What's up?
You're on. What do you want to say?
Okay, so I have this really crazy story about something that happened to me when we bought these couches on Craigslist. So my roommate found these couches, and we just moved into a new house. So she went and checked them out, and they looked good and clean and everything. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to pick up the couches on Monday. And then, so we got them Monday. Her friend that had a pickup truck moved them from the other person's house to our place. Everything was great. We sat in them, you know, they seemed fine. A day later, she gets an email from the owner saying, I can't find my cat. And I know this sounds crazy, but can you check the couch, like underneath the lining to see if my cat's there? So... She did. My roommate did. I actually wasn't home when this happened. So she looked underneath the couch, and sure enough...
The cat was in the couch.
The cat was in the couch. Just, like, chilling, like, alive, healthy, fine, just terrified.
Wow.
That's move, make a funny. Sound
for, like, wow. over a day.
I wonder how long that cat would have been there.
Whoa.
No.
That's crazy. That's a crazy story. You want to know another story that I read?
What?
I want to get your thoughts on it before I give my opinion. Okay?
Okay.
A few weeks ago, this 22-year-old woman bumped into a guy who bullied her in high school. So you're looking at 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
He asked her out on a date because now she's attractive and she wasn't whenever she was in high school.
Of course.
So she stood him up and sent a note to the restaurant to him saying, this is why you don't pick on people.
Ooh, dang. Okay. It's kind of awesome, but at the same time, it's...
I want to know your official statement on it, because I have one.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure you have one, because you were bullied.
I was picked on. I don't say I was bullied.
Okay,
I was picked
true.
On a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's the word gets thrown
around. The word
around.
Gets thrown around a little too much.
You're right. So you were picked on. So she says she was bullied, whatever. I wouldn't have handled it that way. I think it's sort of funny, but immature at the same time.
Okay, you don't beat bullying by bullying.
Right.
She could have done the much bigger thing.
And?
She hated being bullied and being made a fool of, so that's what she does back to this guy?
Right, so she should have just said, no, thank you, I'm not
going to
go.
No, I would rather not go on the date, and here's why. I don't feel comfortable going out. You can treat me like crap whenever we were kids.
That's the mature move. That's why I said...
You don't beat bullying by doing...
Just a little funny. It's a little funny.
So you think people making other people?
No, I said it's a little.
And you don't think
funny,
in high school we all do stupid stuff in high school?
Yes, and she at 32 she may 22. Look back. No,
oh,
I'm
you're saying 10 years from now.
10 years from now she may look back and be like, oh, you know, we all do stupid things. I shouldn't have done that.
No, grow up, let it go. You're 22 years old.
This lunch, you would.
Oh, he definitely
this
would definitely
do
it. This is not the guy
if
that needs to be yelling, grow up.
Like, ditched you in high school and then wanted to go back out with you, this is exactly something you
no,
would do.
No, it depends how hot she is.
It's
she,
just, she's you hot know, now. If she's so upset about being bullied, that's not what you do.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't re-bully.
Yeah, you don't.
But this isn't bullying. This is more of a how
you still
do you
making
like me
someone
now?
Feel.
It's
still
a
making
prank.
Someone feel foolish. You know, she's making him feel foolish. She sends a note through the restaurant, and makes him feel completely stupid in front of everyone.
He probably showed up looking good, flowers.
And then she put a picture of her old self.
And what if he came to apologize?
Oh.
Oh. No, no, he didn't know her. He didn't remember her.
Oh, that's
no,
a, he didn't
no,
he never
didn't remember
her.
Oh.
No,
no, she looks so different now than she did when she
you
was
know
in
what?
School.
Still, even then.
She should have done it in person.
I didn't know she didn't that he didn't remember her.
And then at the bottom, she said, the person standing you up is the person in this picture right here.
Dang.
And it's her, you know, with like a 50
that's
pound
like a,
more.
This is
or
like a Lifetime original movie.
You know what, though?
you're right.
She made him feel stupid. He made her feel stupid. It's not evensies. We're not right. evening it out. Mm. You know, even things out with bad. Amy loves. Amy's laughing over there.
No,
it's usually the other way around.
No, I know. No, I do. I do feel like I would not do this. But part of me, the story. Whoa, Eddie just took it to another level with that. He didn't even recognize
no,
her.
He'd asked her on a date dang. Just because she was hot.
All right,
she straight went old picture, new self.
You know what the 7-year itch is, right?
Yes, in a relationship. Okay, so they normally say around 7 years you get the itch to just maybe not be with that person anymore.
Yeah.
Or grass is greener itch kind of thing.
Like if you're married.
Yeah.
At the year 7, it's like, oh. Well, now they're saying that's not true.
Is it 7 to 10? Is it 10?
I'll tell you in a second. I have scientific data here.
Ooh.
Been is
doing
it two?
Been doing it myself and all my friends. Turns out it's 6 months.
Oh.
No, I do have the real scientific data on when people start to go, you know what? This kind of isn't maybe for me, as far as marriages go. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about that in just a second. So Amy had her purse stolen yesterday?
At yoga, yeah.
So you go and it's gone?
Out of the locker room, yeah. Yes. Where I put it, they have these
thieves.
Little
ugh, can't
drawers.
Stand a thief.
And I'm like, okay, well, my purse is gone. Great. So I go to the desk and I just let them know, like, hey, my purse is gone. If it happens to come up, you know, I don't know what to tell y'all, but my purse is missing.
So you were kind of on them a little bit for not having better... security locks.
I guess,
anything?
Yeah, locking the door. Sure. Normally it's locked during class, whatnot. So I'm a little frustrated. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to do the whole credit card thing. I got to call my husband. I mean, I'm thinking all this stuff. I'm driving home. I get home. I walk in the door. What's on my kitchen counter? My purse. I didn't even take it to yoga. So, I mean, I went from like feeling so low to feeling so awesome. But then it was almost like a time marches on moment as well, because I was like, dang.
My favorite Amy story is she goes in, and I think it's to get her hair done. And it takes a couple hours when you go in for the big hairdo.
Yeah.
Like you go in a few
the
times.
The color, the
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And so she goes in and she comes back out and. Your truck was running.
Oh, my car was running. Okay, yes. I was at my hair appointment for 3 hours. This is when I had my car. Oh, no.
Was it a car?
It was when I had a car. Okay. And it had the key, push button, you take the key with you. And yeah. I thought, well, I mean, I had the key with me. So I thought, the car turns off, right? I mean, I don't even know why I didn't push the button to turn it off or whatever. I just left. And I did. I got my hair highlighted, cut, blown out. I'm there for 3 hours. I go back out to the parking garage. And my car is still running. It ran the entire time.
3 hours.
That was one day we were leaving town together, and I was like, well, I'm surprised I had gas to get to the airport because my car was running the entire time.
Another one was we come
oh,
back.
Great.
There are like 50
how many
of these. I don't lie. Amy's forgetful.
And we're talking over a span of years.
We come back, yes, but they're so big. We come back, and Amy can't find her keys anywhere. And we start looking.
Yeah.
And the car's in the garage, and the keys are just right beside her car.
They fell out of my lap onto the ground. And so anybody could have come
so
by.
So she went
and
on a whole trip.
Stole my car.
We came all the way back. She was like, I don't know where my keys are. Got to her car, and there they are laying on the ground, right beside her car.
Yeah.
No one ever does anything. They don't steal your stuff.
No.
Yesterday,
no, I always get lucky.
Get this, I'm pulling into the garage. We have a garage here at work.
Yeah.
And so you have to beep in, and you can't really see what's behind the garage. And so I beep in, and the garage lifts up, and there's a car about to come out, and I'm about to go in.
Yeah.
So someone's going to have to back up and give the other one room. And so he goes, he puts his hand up, he goes, I'll back up. So I'm like, cool, thank you. And he starts to back up on air. Honk, 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 honk. And he backs right into a car that was right behind him.
No.
I don't know who it was. They were at work, though. And all I heard was, crunch.
Well, and the worst part is because the where you beep to get in is on a hill.
Yes.
Well, so if you start to back up.
But we both stopped. And he goes, hey, I'll just back up and let you come on in. And so we just threw it in reverse. And as soon as those yellow lights came on, that guy behind him just started nailing on the horn. And it's probably somebody we know. I don't know. I didn't even look. I just drove and parked and just lowered my... I was so embarrassed for him. I felt so bad.
You didn't stop and ask?
What am I going to do?
Like, if they're okay? I don't know.
Oh, they were okay. They were going 1 mile an hour.
I know.
They're
okay.
Fine.
They're fine.
But I mean, there was no...
I just went inside because I was like, ooh, that's
yeah, you're like, awkward, gotta go. Y'all know what's going to get me? It's going it, to... This is not good. I've been driving my husband's truck, and it has that little sensor thing in the video that goes beep, 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 and it
he
lets you know.
He has a huge... Like, he has a man truck.
But I mean, when you're backing up, luckily it has it because I need it on a truck, but it has the beep, beep, and it lets you know with the warnings.
And you're about to hit
something. My car does not have that. So the problem is I get used to driving my husband's truck, and then I get in mine, and I'm backing up, and I'm like, la, 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 and I'm thinking, well, I'll get the warning, the beep, beep, beep. No.
Have you hit anything in your
not
car?
Yet, but it's going to get me. I know it will.
Once, I was at a Mexican restaurant, and this big white truck is in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, monster exhaust coming out of the top, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Wheels jacked up, whole thing. And so he throws the reverse lights on, and I'm in the parking lot, and I'm in a rental car. I'm in a loaner car from a car dealership because my car has to have some work done, and they were like, just take this car. And they gave me a really nice car to drive around. And so, you know, when you have somebody else's car, you really want to be safe with it. You don't do anything crazy. So I'm sitting there in the parking lot, and they got those reverse lights on, huge truck, and I'm like, oh, he's coming right at me. He's not stopping. He doesn't see me. So I start to honk like crazy, and he just nails me, right? Boom! Nails my car. And there are people everywhere just sitting and watching. And he gets out, and he's like, oh, to kick your A for running into the back of my truck. And I'm like, what?
Dang.
Then
his dad
gets out, and he's like, we ought to kick your... And I'm like... What world is this right now? I'm just sitting here, and they backed into me, and these two guys wanted to fight. Luckily, there were people all over. And
witnesses
came up and were like, no, everyone saw you back right into him. Thing is, I couldn't back up because I had a car behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just trapped, and I was like, no, 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 boom.
Crush.
Just crushed me.
Not even your own car.
And then they got out and wanted to fight me because they hit me. I was like, come
What's
on.
Wrong with
I was just
people.
Thankful there were people everywhere that saw that. Oh, I know. Anyway, moral of the story is Amy got her purse back. Don't accuse people of stealing.
I didn't even get it back. I never even lost it. It was at home.
One at the airport, Amy left her keys for Lunchbox to drive her car back, and she put them in the gas tank.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to shut the gas tank so people can't see the keys. But all it is like one key, the whole keychain's hanging out of Amy's gas tank. It's just hanging there.
Well, Lunch was able to pick up the car when he flew in.
Amy,
it was fine.
Another time, Amy lost her wallet. No. Amy lost her wallet, and they called, and everything was in it. She left it in the airport. On top of the payphone.
But the only reason why I was using a payphone is because I lost my cell phone.
Oh, so
she lost her cell phone.
It was the same trip.
She's
okay.
In a Florida airport.
Yes.
She leaves her wallet on top of a payphone. They find her and give it back to her. Not only that, I get a call from Amy.
The Gap.
And I'm like, hello? And they're like, yes, this is Marcy at the Gap. We're just calling the last person Amy called. And I'm like, yeah, this is her. So I drove to the mall and picked up Amy's phone. Then someone mailed her wallet back. Amazing.
I didn't even know. Like, when I went to use the payphone, I had to call my husband and be like, hey, my flight's on time. I don't have my cell phone. Because at that point, I didn't know it was at the Gap. And then I said, so pick me up on time. I was flying to North Carolina. And so he picks me up at the Raleigh airport. And I'm like, honey, I don't have my wallet. He's like, what do you mean you don't have your wallet? And I was like, oh my goodness, I must have left it at the payphone. So I called the Florida airport and they found it. Someone turned it in and they mailed it to me.
I'm sure your husband's so used to all this.
Oh, yeah.
By now.
And Bobby's talking about,
no,
I have my loaner.
Hey.
Last time I was in a loaner, I hit a fire hydrant.
Oh, I rented a car and loaded the family in it. As soon as we backed up in the rental car garage, hit a pool.
See, it's fine.
I drove my friend's rental car over like a little ledge cliff thing in the mountains.
No.
Oh, see, loaners and rentals, they'll get you every time. But yes, Eddie, to answer your question, it's like my husband's like, this is a Tuesday. It's life. Like, whatever.
All right, let's play LB Guess That Way. Now, this guy here, can listen to a caller, talk to them for 30 seconds. He walked away from the microphone. He's getting in the zone.
Just stretching out, you know.
He's
got to feel it.
Now, he can talk to a caller, and you only have 30 seconds, and you can't ask them how much they weigh.
Well, I can. If they answer, they answer.
There are 30 seconds, and he will, within 5 pounds, nail the weight of the caller. Let's go to Lauren first. Hi, Lauren. We haven't played this in a while, but Lunchbox will guess your weight within 5 pounds. How are you, Lauren?
I am great and so glad to get through on this because I'm going to get Lunchbox.
All right.
What up, Lauren?
What up, LB?
Yeah. How old are you, Lauren?
I am going to be 31 in December.
How many kids do you have?
One child.
And what'd you have for breakfast today?
Nothing.
How many times do you work out per week?
5 days a week.
Nice. Oh, this is an easy one, guys. Come on. Lauren, she's a soft-spoken woman. She only has one kid. She doesn't eat breakfast, and she works out 5 times a week. She probably weighs, what is that, a century? 100?
100. Wow. Whoa, that's low. Okay. Is he within 5 pounds?
Yeah, she's small.
Lauren, what do you weigh, Lauren?
102.
Oh! I'm telling you, she's a little petite lady. I can tell.
Oh!
102!
All right.
The game has begun.
Heather and Rochester, you're on the show. He's like a circus freak. He can guess your weight. Heather, I'm going to let Lunchbox talk to you for about 30 seconds, okay?
Say your name was Heather?
Okay.
Heather?
Yes, that is correct.
Hey, how tall are you, Heather?
5'5".
What's your favorite donut?
Probably Bismarck.
And what's your favorite dessert when you go out to a restaurant?
Don't usually eat dessert at the restaurant.
Okay, and you are indoors a lot because it snows up there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, got it, guys. Don't need anything else.
You don't need a timer?
No, I don't even need a timer on this one.
Okay, within 5 pounds.
She doesn't like to eat dessert at the restaurant because she doesn't want people to see her eating it. She goes home and has the Oreos. She dips them in the milk. 152.
He says 152. Oh, is he within 5 pounds? Heather, what is your weight?
154.
I'm telling you, she loves the Oreos and milk at home.
It is amazing.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox. Come on. Is the game over?
No.
Is that it?
I mean, you're doing good.
What is going on?
Call people out for loving Oreos at home in private.
I knocked my computer off the table because I was celebrating. Sorry.
No. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that, you know, there's no Oreos and milk at the restaurant, so that's her dessert of choice.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do one
more. Do we have music?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Sorry, I get scared.
I mean, what is going on? Hello?
Pop him up.
I threw my arms in celebration and I knocked my computer to the ground. That stunned me. I'm sorry. Yes,
is this on?
Here we go.
Oh, we're back, folks. Oh!
Jessica, hello. How are you, Jessica? I hope you're doing great.
I'm wonderful.
Now, Lunchbox is 2 for 2. It's rare he goes 3 for 3. I mean, usually he's about a 65%er here. But let's see what he can do today. He can guess your weight by asking you a few questions. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Did you say Jessica is your name?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from Lebanon, Tennessee.
Okay, and what's your exercise routine per day?
I usually go and work out. Well, I do a treadmill 3 times a week.
And what is your favorite meal? You like steak, chicken fried steak? What do you like to eat?
I love steak, but I don't eat it very often.
Okay, and how tall are you?
5'9".
How old are you?
38.
And you've been married for how long?
It'll be 20 years this year.
Oh, boy.
I'm
going
to stop you, lunch. Whoa, does that make you think something? What was that about? Oh, boy. Okay.
Boy.
Well, I'm just saying, she loves the steak.
Okay. The steak. Got it.
And she's been married 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't really like to do much. I mean, at 20 years, you're just eating steak and drinking, you know, all day, just hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say she is around, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm going to say you're 324.
Whoa.
Dude, she's 5'9".
Okay,
she pounds the steak. She
Let's
said
see.
She likes the 16-ounce steak.
Holy cow. Okay. Jessica, he's trying to get
that, right?
Within 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Jessica, what do you weigh, Jessica?
320. Whoa! Whoa! Guys, it might be. It could be.
All right, well, hold on a minute. Jessica,
no,
hold on. Jessica, are you messing with this or are you just following along with his game?
I am not following along with this game.
Are you? Do you promise you're not messing with us? Like, he actually got that right?
Well, I mean, I don't eat. I mean, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jessica, go out and celebrate tonight's 16-ounce steak on the Bobby Bones Show. We're not really paying, but just go get one. Yeah!
Thank you, Jessica.
Woo!
Well, we're not going to be able to live for them for a bit. Nice work, though, Lunch.
You don't need a scale, just need me.
Dang, 100% today.
Get your bones on, this is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey. All right, here's a dumb debate. By the way, I'm walking into the building this morning, having a little breakfast. I was in a rush, so I had one of those mini bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Eddie goes, what are you, two?
Dang, Junior, Junior.
Dang, Junior, Junior. Because I was eating it with my fingers, put it in my mouth. I listen. If you're going to the store and you got to go quick, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is probably the best cereal to get. Like, I like O's, but they're not everywhere. But I'm going leader in the clubhouse, best cereal out there, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow, okay.
Amy?
I go Life.
What?
Well,
out
of
Life. Okay, Meemaw.
No, y'all didn't have Life as a kid.
Yeah, but that was not your favorite.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's like going, you know what? I like Wheaties. Does nobody really liked Wheaties?
No, I hate Wheaties.
You like Wheaties because they're the sports and they're the healthiest, but it's not
okay,
your...
Okay, fine. Golden Grahams.
Oh. Now we're talking.
Okay.
They're at least better.
They're
That's
better
like the
than Life.
Of cinnamon
I mean,
toast
I was going to say Cinnamon Life, but whatever.
Okay, well, Cinnamon Life would be more...
Listen, more exciting.
Yeah, it's not our cereal, but we probably shouldn't have jumped on you like that. Now that I look back, maybe we shouldn't have reacted how we did.
You're right. Great.
Everybody's passionate about their own cereal.
I would always get excited when my mom bought Life.
Dumb debate. Eddie, cereal?
Lucky Charms, dude.
Yeah.
Hands
solid,
down.
Like solid choice.
Yeah.
Better
you
have
know,
a lot of marshmallows.
I ate all the grains first.
Oh.
And just like the marshmallows, I need all the marshmallows at the end.
Yeah, I used to do that.
That's how I do Life. Like, I get all the work done first, like a party at the end.
There you go.
Yeah. Lunchbox cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
No, no.
What?
Sugary. They get too soggy if you don't eat them quick.
But I mean, it's okay. You do you.
Ugh.
Too sugary, though. I mean, it's all pretty sugary.
Right? Yeah, right?
We're like, not Life.
Not Life.
No, yeah, you're right. Not Life. Our producer, Ray, in the glass room. Give me that number one cereal, brah.
I gotta go with Wheaties.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I roll with. And then also Honey Bunches of Oats when I want to splurge.
Ew.
Hmm. Okay. Huh? Wheaties just have no taste.
That you know you're getting grains in the body. That other stuff's garbage.
I mean, you put it that way. I mean, that's why we don't like it. Where's my game, Skillet? We're going to play this TV show game, okay? Now, these are all older TV shows, so none that are on right now, right? Okay, so we had to make that rule. Saved by the Bell, not on right now. These shows, not on right now. Okay. What's the rule? 2005 and backward?
Yes.
So a 10-year rule? Okay, are you ready? Write your answer down.
Woo!
I need the name of the TV show. I'll only give you like 15, 20 seconds. All right, here we go.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, leaving and leaving. You miss your old familiar friends waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look, everywhere is a heart.
All right, Lunch.
Dang.
I'm changing mine.
Uh-oh, he's changing it.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Lunchbox.
Well, I had Family Matters. I changed it to Step by Step.
You know, it's the same singer as both of those shows.
So they sound it.
It's none of them.
Oh
really?
Shoot.
Right. It's Full House.
What do you have? You're right.
It's
Family Matters, but it's Full House.
It's Full House.
But I have Family Matters.
The same singer sang all three of those.
Oh.
Step by Step, Full House, and Family Matters.
Tricky.
Not really.
No, really. Really tricky.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a curveball.
Same singer.
I'm going to go way back. Ready?
I'm in for the win.
All right, Lunchbox has Family Matters. That's incorrect. What do you have?
Happy Days.
No, it's not. No, Happy Days is Sunday, Monday.
I know, but it said happy, so I never heard that song in my life, so I went with Happy Days.
Amy?
Happy Days.
Oh, no. We made fun of Lunchbox, and you got it, too.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, tell her how Happy Days goes.
It goes Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days. Thursday, Friday, Happy Days. Saturday is a happy day, and then Sunday's a happy day, too. All right. Ready?
Got it.
Name that TV show theme.
In for the win. You overflow. Wanna be your superhero. Or even if I
tumble fall. Amy?
Heroes.
Lunch will get this one.
That's how I roll. With an entourage.
Correct.
Don't see what I did there?
Show. Name it.
I'm in.
Amy's in. It's a rare condition this day and age.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Family Matters. Yeah.
Family Matters.
Correct.
Woo.
Lunch has a 1-point lead at this point. Ready. Old TV show themes.
For a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Oh,
it's like I
still love this show, man.
All right, then I'm in for the win.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I get a hint?
Can I get a hint? Nope. Amy?
Mary Tyler Moore.
When the first note hit, I put, who's the boss?
Oh. Michael J. Fox was Alex P.
Keaton. Family yes. Ties.
Dang family
it.
Ties.
Oh.
All right, I'll give you a couple more. Ready?
Yeah. I'm in.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. Same old place that you laughed about.
I'm in for the win.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Welcome back, Carter.
Amy?
Welcome back, Carter.
What?
Is it not Carter?
No.
Wait, hold on. I no. spelt it. Let me C-A-T-E-R.
Cater? Welcome back, Cater?
Cotter? How do you spell Carter?
No, it's Cotter. Or as
spell it.
John Travolta would say, Mr. Cotter. No, I'm sorry. Lunch, you win by default. Woo, woo, you've clinched. Woo, woo. I'll give you one more, though. One of my favorite shows I watched every night. Worth 5 points!
Okay.
I am in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Oh, you want to go to the champ first?
Yep.
Three's Company. Oh.
Amy?
No, she can't make one up now.
Yeah, I don't have anything written down.
Mama's Family.
That's
don't know what that is.
Mama, Vinton, Naomi, man, Bubba. You guys didn't watch Mama? Oh, man, I watch it all
never
the time.
Never heard of it.
Man. What? Because it's crazy. Kate Lee. Hi, Kate Lee.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
I am doing awesome.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Today, I've been married to my husband, Cody McAllister, for 4 years. We've been together since 2008, since I was in middle school. And last Tuesday, I adopted 2 little girls that I had been a foster parent to.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm 22. I had my own son. My son is 20 months this month. And then I was a preschool teacher before I became a call center agent. and they were in foster care, and it just, it boiled down to be put back in the system and go to a shelter, or me became a foster parent. And I called DHS up and I said, hey honey, we're going to DHS Friday and do a background check. He's like, what for? I'm like, oh, we're going to become foster parents. And you know, it's been almost a year and we've adopted them. And I mean, I thank you guys, Amy, your stories, and you guys just telling us to do everything that we can to make the world a better place and to help people out. And this is the thing that I thought that was best to do.
And you sound so happy. I love it. I love it.
So much.
I am so happy. I mean, with you guys, the show, a lot of people that I sit with at work, we always listen to the show in the morning, and we have to because we deal with people cussing at us on a daily basis, and you guys help make it better.
Well, thank
you.
We
just go back and think about what you guys were talking about and just trying to stay on a positive note, and we appreciate you guys for that. I know I just texted everyone telling them that I was on hold for the show, and I know they're listening, and, you know, they're going to agree that we appreciate everything you guys do. You guys are awesome.
Very nice of you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Man, I feel so appreciated right now.
Hey, call center people. They're listening.
We are appreciated.
And, hey, we should encourage people to be nice to people that are working at call centers because it's easy to get frustrated, you know?
Oh, you disagree with that, Lunchbox?
Well,
no, it's easy to get frustrated.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes it is very frustrating to call one of those numbers and you get someone and, oh my gosh. And you
here's what I found about
it. You let them have it.
No, you don't let them have it.
Sometimes you do because sometimes you can't help it. You get so frustrated because they're like, well, would you like to upgrade? No, I want to cancel. Well, can we do anything to make it? No.
They're just doing their job.
Here, let me speak on this.
Yes, please.
Educated. Okay. And you know who else? Ray worked at a call center for a while, right, Ray?
Yeah.
Ray's our producer.
He would just hang up on people.
What would you do?
Well, I mean, it was with commission, too, so there was incentive and there was motivation. I mean, some of these call centers, you're just taking calls from people that are complaining.
Yeah.
Me, I had the opportunity to make money off these people. So I would just give people the positive of the call. Hey, you're calling in. It was a sucky situation. Boom, we're getting you these free packages.
I can see Ray being really good at
that.
I'm going to hook you up with this and this.
Yes, Ray would be great at it.
And then 3 months later, they realized they had all these packages, $40 bill. Then I'd get all these complaint calls. Eventually led to my termination, but it was an amazing job.
What do you say, which led to my termination?
Eventually led to my termination.
Oh, nice,
yes.
Nice. That's Okay, what are your thoughts, Bobby?
Here are my thoughts. And it's not just with people at call centers. This is generally. There's an old saying. You attract more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. If you treat people nice, I don't care if it's someone in a call center, if it's someone you're working with at X or Y, they're going to treat you better too. So, thank you. I appreciate that. You say those words. You have a nice tone. Things get done easier, faster, better than just yelling at someone.
It's true.
It's how I work. Someone comes down on me like that, boom, I lock up. I'm out. Someone speaks to me in a really respectful way, even though it may not be positive. I'm like, okay, I feel you. I got you. So, again, honey, vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah, be the
how
honey.
Do you handle the situation when you call and it's obviously outsourced?
Oh, when I can't understand the language, I just go, give up. Click.
You know what I've learned on
like
those?
Sometimes their accent is so thick and they try to, those I can't deal with. I'm just like, I don't know what you're saying.
I know.
And I go, I don't know what you're saying. But then I'm like, I should have a nice tone. I don't know what you're saying.
If it's automated, I'll yell sometimes.
If it's automated, zero.
Human.
Zero.
Give me that human.
Yeah,
give it a
zero. Representative. I didn't understand your command.
Representative.
Anyway.
That's funny.
Honey, honey, honey.
Show. Hey, so we've had this issue with Ray, referring to girls as kittens, calling Amy's husband,
sweetheart.
Ray, you can't ask artists when they come in if they've got boob jobs.
What did you do? What did he
you
do?
You can't do that.
Sometimes I get too conversational.
You can't do that. And I've waited because...
to not give.
Yeah, because I don't want to give away anything about it.
Because now I have no idea who it was.
But I got a message back, and they were like, hey, it was good to see you guys again. Ray's weird. And I was like, why? What happened? He goes, there's a girl, obviously. She goes, as soon as I walked in, Ray goes, did you get a boob job?
Ray.
Why, Ray?
First of all, listen, I'm not trying to say you did it if you're saying you didn't. Did you do it?
No, I did it.
Okay.
Well, how in the world did you think that's appropriate?
Yeah, what did you say?
I just walked in the room and I was caught off guard
And I just thought that that person wanted you to ask them, did you get a boob job? Because they looked very different. So I said, did you get it?
What'd you find out?
They didn't.
Oh.
So.
You can't really ask that.
I know.
And it's not like it's one of your close friends.
We've seen him in here before.
But it's still an artist.
It's still so,
we've seen them in here before.
Ray, he, there's no filter.
No.
And it's going to get you in trouble. Like, to me, I go, ha ha, it's Ray being Ray. But eventually, you're going to get in trouble for something.
I know. Sometimes like, I just say stuff offhand. And
no,
I
no,
think
we
about
get
it.
That.
No, like, I mean, but you just gave us an explanation as to why you said it. And I'm still, I mean, like, so you legit thought she was her body was saying, ask me about this.
She was trying to show him off.
Exactly. And we comment on each other's bodies all the time.
Wait, we do?
What?
What
are you talking
what
about?
Are you
tell
talking?
You if you've been working out and you look buffer.
I don't know that you've ever said anything to me.
Amy does.
Yeah. No, not really.
Whoa. Pump the brakes.
Ray, you can't
spin this on
ask
me.
In a business environment, right. Hey, did you get a boob job?
So if I would have done it at a bar,
it's on
totally
you.
Fine.
It's on you. Here, they make a complaint. It goes to HR. You get in trouble and then fired.
Okay, how could he have approached it here?
You don't. He approached it here.
Oh, you don't. Oh, yeah, not at all.
This is a business environment.
It's like, Nanya.
So you don't even address the elephant in the room. You're just like, hey, how's it going?
That's correct. That's correct. Work, yes. That's why it's called work. All right.
What?
I don't know. I hate to have to bring it up. But
I mean, but I'm glad you did, and maybe other people listening.
It's just not
like
a work
Ray,
conversation.
It's just not.
You see her out? Ask all you want.
All right.
Oh, she can always refuse out to ask whatever. Okay.
Okay. The more you know, you know?
All right. Thank you, Ray.
Yes.
Bobby Bones.
It's America Day here. I'm going to play you a song that has something with America in it. You have 10 seconds to name the title of the song. Are you ready?
Ready.
Now, I just could have America in it anywhere. All I need is the title of the song. Ready?
Ready.
America's in it. You have 10 seconds.
American Honey.
Correct. One down. By Lady Antebellum.
Yep.
Good. Name this one.
Don't want to be in a...
I had to turn it down. I'm about to say it.
Don't want to be an American... Reject.
Idiot. American
oh,
idiot.
Dang it.
All right. One for two. You want another one?
I don't
one?
Know that genre.
Green Day?
Yeah. Oh, really?
That genre. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. Saturday night. Oh, shoot. Hey! Hey! hold on! My head!
America's in it. Come on.
I know. Hey. Saturday night. Hey. America.
American kids.
Oh, shoot.
Come on.
Kenny Chesney. I know. Don't look at me like I'm stupid.
All right. You may have projected that onto yourself.
I did. Because I felt stupid for that one.
Okay, good.
But at least I knew the song. I did. I was singing it. You could tell.
Ready?
Yeah.
It is Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
It's America in it.
American Friday Night.
It's American Saturday Night.
Dang
close.
It.
It was the sequel. American Friday Night came before that song. It's American Saturday Night.
Okay.
American Friday Night.
Yeah.
It's American Friday night.
Okay.
All right. You want another one?
Yeah. Because I'm really good at this.
You're excellent. America, yeah. Go.
American Woman.
Yeah, bye.
Lenny Kravitz.
Correct. All right.
I know that genre.
Guess this one.
American woman, gonna mess your mind.
Same song, just done years earlier.
Okay, American Woman?
Yeah.
That's American Woman by Lenny.
Guess who? Same version. Same song. Lenny Kravitz just covered it later for Austin Powers 2. Here. Did you know that the Guess Who's from Canada, too? They did American
the
Woman.
From Canada?
No, the Guess Who. The Who's a completely different band. There's the Guess Who.
That's what I'm guessing.
American Woman!
This is the original.
This is the Guess Who.
And they're from Canada.
Oh, cool.
But the Who, they're not the same band.
I know.
You do know that.
I do. I've seen The Who on the Super Bowl halftime show.
That's right.
On the TV.
They're not American either.
Yeah. I thought for a second I saw The Who here on that boat. We get the Sony boat that we go to sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that was starts with the R, right?
You tell me.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I do. Shoot. Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling. Yeah. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Yeah.
You have to name the artist. Go ahead.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's not. You thought it was American Friday Night.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I can't. My brain is fried.
Eddie?
REO Speedwagon?
Yes!
No, it's like...
That's who I was talking
that's
about.
That's what she was talking about. You're talking about...
Old Crow.
No, what's her name?
Oh,
her name is keep on shining on me.
Yeah, I was talking about REO.
Gotta hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, won't you take me by the hand?
Come on. What do you do when you don't know it?
Look it up.
You Google it. That's right. I don't want to spoon feed you guys everything.
Okay, Eddie, look it up.
So look it up.
I'm lazy.
Michael McDonald was in the band.
Yes, I know. Oh my gosh. Okay. People are screaming
Wait,
at their
so
radio
do you
right
not
now?
Know?
Yeah,
is that
Doobie Brothers?
Oh, the Doobie Brothers.
Oh,
Doobie
yeah.
Brothers. That doesn't start with an R.
No.
The bearded dudes.
Yes, one guy had a long beard.
Yeah, one of them.
Lunchbox thought they were a local band.
Cover band.
I thought they were a local band from down the street.
And they're like these legendary.
Eddie and Amy, please don't question me.
I'm not.
I don't like that.
I'm not.
Are we done with the America game? Because that was
fun.
Yeah,
it was done. We're done with it.
You didn't.
You guys questioned my Doobie Brothers. I had the greatest hits. I knew every song on Doobie Brothers' greatest hits.
I don't doubt it.
Like, I grew up listening to Garth and Tim, mm-hmm. hip-hop, and classic rock.
What's that song?
Very diverse.
What's it? To be mine, would you be mine? Without love. Oh, it's a jam.
It's a good one, too.
Doobie Brothers, Amy.
Okay, I don't know.
I should make you listen to Doobie Brothers.
As like...
Like tape headphones to her head.
Punishment.
No, I mean, I don't know.
China Grove!
Okay.
Duh.
No offense, Doobie Brothers.
I went and watched them in concert again after that, like a month later at the... whatever the outdoor amphitheater was. Doobie Brothers are awesome. Without love! All right. Yesterday was Nickelback. Today it's the Doobie Brothers. All right. Man, people changing their names like crazy. Last year, more people changed their names because they didn't like their names.
Like their given name?
Mm-hmm.
Why? How? When can you change your name?
All you have to do is go to the office, put the money down, and change
your
name.
Yeah. What are they changing to?
Well, they had listened to this article, like some crazy ones. Like one guy changed his name to Cheeseburger.
I think it's bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them. One guy changed his name to Penelope Pitstop. like I'm thinking about though, you can just change your name. Like, and Friends, remember what Phoebe changed her names to? Change her name to?
No, I don't. Shoot, what was it?
Let's do the banana.
Chiquita?
Has it a peel?
Mm-mm. Has to do with a hammock.
Banana hammock?
Well, whatever.
Hammock?
I think Amy. Your friend's trivia needs some work.
I know.
Here we go. You want to hear some names?
Yes.
Bacon double cheeseburger. That's full name.
But like, if you're applying for a job, is that what you put on your application?
I like to apply for the sales clerk position. Yeah, would you write your name down here? Bacon
double cheeseburger.
Male.
Like, would you hire that person just because they have a funny name?
Dude, that's funny, dude. Someone named themselves Kenny Roses, last name for poses. There's two couples that changed their last name to Amazing, so they could be Mr. and Mrs. Amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that. Change your last name to whatever you want.
One person changed their name. I'm not kidding. I'm looking at this list here. Full name, they changed it, right? Michael Connor Lightning, Akimbo Wumbo Wigglesworth Pussyfoot Catton Jammer.
Who knew?
It's funny. If you could change your name, first name only, to something real, go.
Lainey.
What did you say, Lamey?
No.
Lainey.
Lainey.
Oh, Lainey.
I had an uncle named Uncle Lane, and I always liked that for a girl, and I always thought if I had a girl, I'd name her Lane or call her Lainey or something cute like that. So I changed my name to that because I don't have a girl.
Lunchbox?
bleeping his real name.
Studley.
Studley.
Stop it.
Oh, are we supposed to pick silly names or for real?
Eddie?
I've always liked Barnabas.
Yeah.
See, but go by Barney, though.
Barnabas is fun. It's like you're in a circus.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah. Wait,
but you guys can call me Barney.
I would be like, I've said this before, like, I would totally nail Abernathy. Like, I would own it. Like,
yes. Do we have to call you Abber, though, or like?
Ab.
Hey.
Ab?
No, Abs.
Ab.
Abs. Yeah. Hey, there's Abs. What up?
What up,
Abernathy's here.
Nathy in the house.
I was reading this story about urinals and how they're becoming popular in homes because, first of all, we guys don't need a toilet to pee in. A urinal's good.
Right.
And it stops, like, the toilet wars. You guys aren't peeing on toilet seats.
Yeah.
If you have a little expendable income, you can put one in your house. I'm going to tell you this, though. How, as Americans, we don't have bidets, it blows my mind.
Right.
We're so disgusting. And bidets change that. All it does, it shoots water up in your butt, and you're just cleaner.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw one in the hotel one time in Vegas, and I didn't know where it was.
And it's weird to think, because we don't do it, but then if you do it, like, dude, I wouldn't get off that thing. I'd be like, oh, bath time. I'm telling you.
You never use a bidet?
Yeah, I went to Japan. Every bathroom has them. It's normal culture. You stay cleaner. You're just clean. How we don't have them in America, it blows my mind.
So they don't have toilet paper in
there? They
do. Use both, dude.
I'm so confused.
It's like super clean.
It's like super clean. Yes, it's super clean.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you guys for hanging out. The whole show's up. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I appreciate you guys being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.